Your radio is locked to the best gospel radio show heard all over the world. Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome to hour number two of Real Gospel. I'm the X-Man, your radio minister of music. I want to keep you encouraged. I want to keep you uplifted. I want to keep you in the things of God. Yes, indeed. I want you to know that no matter what your circumstances are in life, you can make it. Here's Charles Butler with Make It on Real Gospel.
Grace is not given to the swift.
Nor to the strong.
Nor the strong.
But it's to the one,
the one
that endures
to the end.
To the end. Come on,
the race
is not given
to the swift,
nor the strong.
Oh,
you gotta keep holding
but to the one,
on. That
endures
to the end.
Come on, put your hands on it.
Yeah.
Personal.
I can make it through.
With Jesus on my side.
I can.
Come on, let's sing that again. I want you to hear the message.
I know that I can make it.
I can make it through. With Jesus on my side.
I can.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I know that I can make it.
Come on, put those hands together.
I gotta keep on running.
I know that I can make it.
make it. Don't quit. Come on, winners, don't give up. You gotta make it. You shall make it. You're a winner. Come on, hold your head up. Stick your chest out and make it.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. It's not often that I get to speak to someone who has worked with Kirk Franklin, Karen Clark Sheard, and so many others. And plus, for those of you who listen to Real Gospel on a regular basis, you know that when Ernest Pugh shows up in the place and you're on the platform, you had better do well. You had better be excellent, because he's known for signing people on the spot. Now, I don't know if this is his story, but we're going to find out more. Charles Butler of Trinity, or should I say Charles Butler and Trinity, is the name of the song you just heard, which was called Make It. But I'm honored to have Charles Butler on us with Real Gospel. Hello, my friend.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
I'm well. Now, before we get into a bunch of other stuff, you are on Ernest. Are you still on Ernest Pugh's label?
No, we're on a new label called Anointed Sounds Records.
Ah, when did that happen?
Yep, that happened actually this year.
Okay,
it happened this year. So we pretty much had a one deal situation with Ernest Pugh, which was a great situation. But we moved on to another label, and we have distribution through E1. So I'm really excited about it.
Okay, well that's great. That's great. So now you'll be getting checks coming from two different labels.
Oh, see, won't the Lord do it?
Hey, as long as it pays the bills, right? As long as it blesses,
yes,
that's what's up. So tell us your story, my friend. In case, I always open this up by saying, just in case there's someone who was, well, there is someone. We're talking to that person out there who was newly converted to Christ, and they've just discovered gospel music, and they're like, wow, who are all these great artists? Who was that and who's that? So tell us who Charles Butler is. How did you... Where are you from? Did you grow up in church? And how did you find the Lord?
Pretty much, I'm Charles Butler. I'm from Washington, D.C. And I started a group back in the late 90s, like when I graduated from high school. So we've been going on ever since. We pretty much just started because we wanted to sing. I was in high school, so our high school choir was too large to travel all the time. So I asked my music teacher if I could take a smaller ensemble to do fulfill some of those engagement requests that were coming in on a weekly basis. And pretty much from that point on, we kept singing, and the rest is pretty much history from there. Just one engagement led to the next engagement. That's why I always encourage artists starting out, just look at all engagements as an assignment, and you're supposed to do what you got to do, and it will get you to the next place and to the next door, and doors will keep opening. And so pretty much how we got our first record deal is I was at a picnic with Ernest Pugh and pretty much he asked me what was I doing with my record that I had recorded but hadn't put out yet. And I pretty much told him, we need some finances, and he told me what he could do, and the record deal was in my email the next morning. So, that's pretty much how that came about. And we had previously worked with Ernest Pugh with the Rain On Us record. We're doing the background on Rain On Us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so he was nominated for Stellar, and also the song went to number one. And we also went overseas with him. We did like a 13 or 15 city tour in Italy. And, we've been doing background for so many years, Bobby Jones every year. And to answer your last question in regards to when did I find the Lord, I found the Lord at a really young age at my home church. At that time, it was called Free Evangelistic Church, and now it's called Church of the Rapture. And I think I was maybe like 10 or 11 when I first got saved. By 12 or 13, I was playing the organ for the church. Then I eventually got in the youth choir, and that's how my musical journey began.
Wow. So you really matriculated through the church. That's awesome. What are the things that you see differently with today's youth compared to when you were in, the youth choir and you worked in the youth department and things of that nature?
When I was coming up, the thing is we didn't have a lot of options. So when I came up to church, I was in, we had a decent membership.
Yeah.
I want to say we may have had at that time maybe 700 or 800 members, but there was only the usher and the choir. There was not so many options. And the church that I currently am a member of, we have like 5,000 or 6,000 members, and you can do. I mean, we have a ministry for everything, and I think it's an awesome thing to give people options. But now when you come to church, you can work out, you can be on the motorcycle in ministry, you can do just about anything.
Yeah.
So because during that time you could only usher or be in the choirs were so large. You know, that's why back in the day those choir stands was full. Everybody was in music because that's all you did. Now, you know, people are on audio visual and they're on so many different things. And we need all of those things in church to make it function. However, now in today's society, choirs are lacking, or they're pretty much extinct in a lot of churches. They're just having praise teams because people don't want to be a part of the choir. It was cool to be in the choir when we were coming up. You know, now it's kind of like the guys don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, they think it's like, you know, but it was like mad cool to, you know, be on the choir when we were younger. Everybody was on the choir. And we was going to be in the choir because all the young ladies were in the
choir.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, amen. So, I mean, now things have just changed.
Yeah. You remember when the choir used to march down the aisle? They would come from out the hallway, and then they do the step and come down the hall and the soloist.
That was us. That was like the choir. And our choir, and there was so many outlets. Even then, they had the Quaker Oats competition, youth choir competition, where the choir, youth choirs from your city will compete for like $20,000 and all of that. So it was so many outlets for choirs back then versus now. So I'm praying that some of these major companies would go back to having these competitions and stuff for choirs to keep church choirs alive.
Amen. Amen. I'm a choir person myself, sang in a youth choir. Didn't make it to the young adult choir because I left home. And then, well, that's another story. This is your story. So, yes, indeed. So, yeah, I appreciate you sharing and walking us down memory lane, because that, you know, people need to hear that, because when they hear your music, then they say, hey, okay, I get him now and I get his journey. So who is Trinity? Talk to us about Trinity.
Trinity is comprised of 16 singers. And we are from various churches. I have a few, maybe two or three, that goes to my church. But we're all different praise and worship leaders, choir directors, artists. We're combined of so many different talents within the group. And we do so much background. Some of my singers have gone on to sing. One of my tenors went on a Kingsman tour with Kirk Franklin. I have a few singers that sing with Byron Cage, Rashawn Mitchell. So my group, I feel like it's a background boot camp, because we literally, that's how we really, really got our start on a national platform, with doing background for Byron and Karen Clark and all these other great people. And then we started doing background on Bobby Jones Gospel for 7 seasons. So if you've watched Bobby Jones Gospel for the last 7 years, you've seen majority of my singers. We staffed a lot of those artists. The record companies will call us to do the BGBs for all of the artists on their roster. So, you know, we got our start with that, and that also helped us build relationships. So when it came time for me to work on my own stuff, you know, if I need to go to a particular city, I can call some of my friends who I built relationships with. So, and it's also led me to do stuff for the president. We first did the March on Washington a few years ago with President Obama was there, Oprah Winfrey, Jamie Foxx. And then that led to the White House calling us personally to sing for the Obamas. And then February, we were there singing background for Legacy.
Wow.
So we've sung for President Obama for three times now. And in Marshall, Washington, there was, President Clinton was there, Carter. So it's just this whole musical thing. You could have never told me that starting a small aggregation in high school would have led to all of these great and wonderful things.
Amen. You're right about that. We never know. Yeah, what is that scripture? Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. But you know, the CD project is entitled Make It, and the single is entitled Make It. So talk to us about Make It.
Make It is a song I went to a recording of a guy here named Sam Roberts and Levi's Assembly, and they are a kind of a newer group here, and he recorded the song, and I said, man, that song is a hit. And so for him, he has a group. They're not really doing the national platform yet, so I was like, you know, I would love to record the song to kind of give it some attention, and, you know, and then it would in turn help expose him. So he was up for it. We kind of rearranged some of the song and made it our own. But, you know, I think it's a great song. I think it's encouraging. When I first heard the song, it encouraged me. And just maybe 2 or 3 months ago, we had a rehearsal for the first time, like kind of doing the song rehearsal. And we was on Facebook Live. And so, like, it was like 1,000 people viewing at the time. And now the rehearsal video has like up to 300,000 views.
Wow.
And the comments of just people going through chemotherapy, people who just lost a loved one. Someone said they was literally about to commit suicide and heard it on the radio. I mean,
wow.
How crazy is that? I mean, not in terms of suicide, but just that the power of music, the power of gospel music and a message, and just not thinking. I mean, and I wasn't even going to do the rehearsal, the live, because I was like, oh God, I don't know how it's going to sound. And listen, I'm a brother who get his hair cut every week, and I was like, nah, my hairline ain't right. You know how we could get, because uh-huh. People always are so critical when you take a picture. So I was just like, nah, I'm not going to post it. But I was just led to, I was like, you know what, let me just go Facebook Live. And we did it, and people were so blessed. I mean, there's thousands of comments. And I'm just grateful for the song. And the whole reason why we do what we do is so that lives be changed. And that is the intent of what we do. And that's what's happening through Make It. So I'm hoping that encourages all your listeners.
Amen. And I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to minister and partner with you, because, you know, this program, we want to make sure we bless the people. So, you know, God uses you, God uses me, and then God touches
That's
his
right.
people. So we're all working together for the purpose of kingdom building. So, Charles, my friend, tell all the listeners how they can find out more about you, how they can find out more about the Make It CD, and, you know, your social media stuff. How can they find you?
Well, you can find me. I am Charles Butler Jr. on Instagram and Twitter, and Charles Butler and Trinity on Facebook. And again, the CD comes out June 3rd. We have Coco of SWV. Y'all remember the
yes.
song, Weak in the Knees?
Yeah.
She's on the record. Miranda Willis from Atlanta. A lady named Brittany Wright, amazing vocalist who wrote a song for she wrote I Went for Marvin Sapp. So we have a lot of great singers on this record. It's just a really good CD, and I'm happy about it. I'm happy about this record.
Yeah, yeah. You all support Charles Butler because he knows just about everybody in the music business. They know him. He's one of those well-kept secrets. You're one of the people that people
Lord.
Call, and you know, you're behind the scenes working hard, making other people look good, making other people sound good. And so, you know, it's your time to really, really, really come out, and for people to begin to know just who you are. And the things that you have done. And so that's why they should really, that's another reason, other than the others, with the personal testimonies about Make It, that they should really support you, because they're going to get a blessing from your CD project. I suspect that this project is one of those that if you still have a CD player in your car, you could put the CD in and just let the entire thing play. Or if you have your iPod or whatever it is, you can just hit play and just let it play and be blessed by every song. I suspect it's going to be one of those projects. I really do.
Yes. And we took the time out to make sure that it's one of those projects.
Charles Butler, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on this program. I shall continue to support your music ministry as you go forth and we go forth trying to bless God's people. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me on Real Gospel. I appreciate it.
Your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.